farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Venturing into the agricultural sector is as easy as it is exciting. However, without proper guidance, this simple process can become quite daunting. To ensure that doesn't happen, we've done the groundwork for you by talking to the experts in the different areas of the process. We've asked the questions you want answered in this our new series, Farmer's Guidebook. If you're in St. Thomas and considering venturing into farming, this morning's program is specially packaged for you. We tell you what crops to plant, when to plant them, and how to get the assistance in the overall process. I'm Camellia Guthrie. Good morning.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down below. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, let's strive for life. No gun, no knife, would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
So, you're from St. Thomas, or you may have access to land in that parish and are thinking about getting into farming. However, you don't know where to start. Here's an idea. Start by finding out which crops grow best in the area. To give us that information, here is Parish Agricultural Officer for RADA St. Thomas, Lennox Heeman.
In St. Thomas, we grow crops like plantain and banana, vegetables, then carrots, condiments. We have ginger, onion, hot pepper, fruity crops, coffee.
However, from that list, focus is currently being placed on specific crops.
If you want to grow some crops in St. Thomas, hot pepper would be a good choice. Onion and ginger would be very good. You can also do vegetables on a whole.
Let's say you chose ginger as your choice crop. Here are some things you'll need to know.
For the ginger planting, you will require about 1,500 pounds of rhizome to plant an acre, and the yield will be about 15 to 1. So for the 1,500 pounds of ginger, you should yield approximately 15 tons.
You'll also have to consider the climatic conditions in which the ginger will be planted, among other things.
Ginger needs cool areas, you know, because on this like you would have to put in some form of seed. You need a free draining soil, and you need to have a lot of fertilizer, because it is a high feeding crop.
That was Parish Agricultural Officer for RADA St. Thomas, Lennox Heeman. RADA currently does not supply plantlets. However, you can contact the parish office and they will be more than happy to assist you in acquiring them. Join us tomorrow when we'll hear from a St. Thomas farmer with more than 25 years experience planting ginger. He'll tell us when to plant and why you should plant red cocoa with your ginger crop. And now to our proverb for the day. No care how teacher cross, school must give recess. Translation, it doesn't matter how miserable a teacher is, school will give recess. This means that it doesn't matter how angry someone is with you, they will eventually calm down. And with that, we wrap up the third program in our new and exciting series, Farmer's Guidebook, where we tell you literally everything you need to know to get involved in farming. I'm Camellia Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.